Hallelujah. I want to thank and praise the Lord for all those that came to the wedding. Amen. Me and Roslyn had a wedding. Amen. And a lot of people came, and I want to thank praise the Lord for, amen, Deacon Jones and his family. And there was Elder Pope and his family, the pastor and his family, some of the saints and friends, amen. And it was a huge success. Everything was good. Had a wonderful time, amen. And my son was able to come home from Germany. You know, he was in the army, and they let him come home. So that was a blessing. And of course, Joy was there, and you know, she has a pretty tight schedule, so, but she was able to come, and just a lot of folks showed up, a lot of support. Amen. Of course, Roslyn has a whole host of family members, and a lot of different churches know her because of her singing ability. So she had a huge body of support. Hallelujah. But the church was full. The whole church was full. And we had a good time, and everybody ate, everybody got full, everybody was just had a good time. So if you look on Facebook, you'll see all the pictures and some videos and everything. But we thank and praise the Lord. You know, everything just went well, and Pastor asked me to do Bible study today, so I'm here to do Bible study. Praise the Lord. Amen. So, with no further ado, amen, we're going to go ahead and go into prayer, and I'm going to let you know the subject, and then we'll start talking about what the Lord put on my heart to talk about this evening. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, glorify you, praise you, give you the glory and honor for everything you do. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you for waking us up this morning, starting us on our way, giving us a mind and want to, amen, have a Bible study tonight. Hallelujah, Lord. We're asking that you just bless each and every one. Let everyone receive, amen, what you would have them to learn or to put in their life. Hallelujah, Lord. And thank you and glorify you for life today. Hallelujah. Thank you for helping us grow. Thank you for helping us be the people you're calling for in these last and evil days. And we thank you, glorify and praise you for everything you do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So thank and praise the Lord. You know, we had a good time, and God's just blessing every step of the way. So we're going to go into what the Lord put in on my heart for a Bible study, and I want to talk about stewardship. Amen. And this is a story we all know and love to hear. It's about Jesus talking to his disciples, to everyone, about the talents. You know, he gave he said it this like, well, let's read it. I'm not going to just say it. Let me just read it. Hallelujah. So it says, and this is coming from Matthew, the 25th chapter and the 14th verse. And it says, for the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. So he traveled to a far country. He called his servants and delivered them some goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents. To another he, to another 2, and to another 1. So one got 5, one got 2, and one got 1. You might say, why did he give 5 to 1, 2 to 1, and 1 to another? Well, you know, he knew his servants. He knew exactly what they're capable of doing. He knew that the one servant that he gave 5 to, that he probably can double that or at least double it or make more. He knew that when he gave the one that had two talents that he probably can double it or make more. And he too knew that the one guy that only got one, he probably knew that this guy is not really a good worker. He probably can probably only make one or possibly two. You know, he was probably hoping that. Now, I don't know, but I'm sure he knew exactly the capability of his servants, just like God knows the capability of us. Amen. God has given every human being a talent, every human being a gift. Amen. I know myself, he has given me some mechanical ability. I can look at something and figure out, you know, how to make it work if it's not working. Amen. God bless me with that, and I've been able to use that for God's glory, God's honor. Amen. And I praise God for it. I give him all the glory and honor for anything that I'm able to do for anybody. Amen. So, you know, some people, they have the gift of singing. Hallelujah. And, you know, they sing all over the place. They become famous. Some get rich. Some, amen, just sing around and don't charge anybody nothing. Just sing. And the people get to hear the music of God, and they're blessed. Hallelujah. You know, and some have good administration of handling people and handling different accounts and different things, like Deacon Don. He's our church secretary or our church treasurer, wherever you want to call that. Amen. He's been a very faithful and blessed steward in his job. He has really blessed the church. The church, under his leadership, the church got paid off. Under his leadership, we were able to put a whole new roof on. Under his leadership, we were able to do a lot of things and bless a lot of people because of his ability. Hallelujah. Our pastor is a good manager of people and different things. And he has been able to keep us together, keep us, amen, in God's word, keep us, amen, lifted up in prayer. Our pastor prays for everybody. Everybody. He calls your name out every day. So we got a good pastor, y'all. But God has blessed us each with an ability, with a gift, with a talent that we can use to God's glory. Brother Andrew, he didn't know how to play a piano when he came to us. He didn't know how to play the organ. He didn't know how to do nothing. Well, I don't know if he didn't know how to do nothing, but he didn't know how to do that. But he got within himself the spirit to want to learn how to play a piano or an organ. God put that in his spirit. And he studied, he studied, he studied, and diligently he became our organist. I mean, we didn't have one. And he felt we needed one. God put it in his spirit, and he said, I'm going to be the organist. I'm going to be the piano, or whatever. I don't know exactly how he put it, but that's what happened. And now he's been playing for us, and everybody's happy, you know, with his playing ability. At first, it was kind of rough, but Andrew worked it out. Amen. God blessed him, and we're happy to have him, amen, play for us. So, you know, God has given each of us abilities to do different things. Amen. Some of us have a few abilities. Some of us have many abilities. But we all have something. Amen. And if we use those abilities for God's glory, God's honor, amen, let God get the glory out of it. Amen. Our lives would be so blessed. Our lives would be so wonderful. Amen. But we have to give God the glory. Don't be puffed up and say, oh, I can do this and I can do that. No, it's all God. It was all God. God gave it to us. God could take it away. So give God the glory. Hallelujah. But going back to the story, now we went and we saw in the story how God gave each of them some talents. One got five, one got two, one got one. Amen. And I've already discussed that how the man knew his servants and how much they can probably do. Amen. Most people, when you work for someone, they learn very quickly how good of a employee you are. Amen. Some employers learn. Yeah, some employees, they don't work too hard. Some like to take long breaks. Some like to leave the facility and come back late. Some, amen, don't do too much of nothing at all. Don't clean up behind themselves. Don't really do work, but just kind of halfway do their job. Some, you know, it's a lot when you work for someone, they holding you accountable to the time that they let you work there. And if you don't use that time wisely, they're going to say to themselves, you know what? This person is not worth my money. I'm going to have to let them go and hire someone who really wants to work, who really wants to achieve success, who really wants to go up the ladder, someone who really wants to be an asset to the company. We got to learn, you know, that the gifts God gave us, you know, even just sweeping the floor, there's a way to sweep the floor. There's a way to mop the floor. There's a way to clean. There's a way to do everything. And if we do it the way our employers ask us to do it, amen, you'll be a better person. And you'll take those new abilities and take it somewhere else with you. Amen. So the training, I can't tell you how much training I got from working for different companies. One job taught me how to drive a forklift. Another job taught me how to drive a tugger. Another job showed me how to cut glass. Another job showed me how to drive a forklift. And not just one type of forklift, but different other forklifts. I drove in a forklift that was bigger than a big truck. One of these, what do you call those? I can't think of the name of those trucks. But anyway, those big trucks over the highways. I had a forklift that was bigger than that. But God has blessed me to be able to do those things only because I worked at different jobs and they taught me and I let them teach me. I didn't say, oh, I already know how to do that. When I didn't know. No, I let them teach me and I learned. And I took those abilities when it was time for me to go to another company, I took those abilities with me. Hallelujah. God is in the blessing business. He don't want anyone to go without. And if he can, through another place, help you learn more to increase your abilities, your hiring ability, then he'll do that. Hallelujah. But going back to our story, just like an employer knows your abilities after you have worked with them for a while, I can imagine, I can believe that this man knew his servant's ability. So to one, he gave five, to another, he gave two, to another, he gave one. Amen. So let's read what happens. Okay. Now, now we're at 15, and unto one, he gave five, unto five talents, to another two, and to another one, to every man according to his several abilities. It was to their abilities. Amen. He knew what their abilities were. He knew what they were capable of. He knew that if he gave one five, that he'd be pretty good success with it. To the two, he said, well, he's not as good as the guy with the five, but he probably could do well with the two. And to the one, he said, well, I don't have a whole lot of faith in him, but he can at least double that one. So I'm going to give him one. I trust him with one. I can't trust him with two. I don't know what's going to happen with two, but I can trust him with one. All right. So then he said, Billy. And straight away he took his journey. So he went away. So now these servants have the mission of doing something with that money and increasing it. Now, I don't know if they were given how much to increase it. I just know they were told to increase it. Because the man, at later on, you're going to read that he wanted more than what he gave him. And that's just the way he is. That's the way he does business. That's the way, you know, he just runs things. He don't just give you something for you to do nothing. He give you something to do something with it. So, going on with our story. Then he that had received the five talents went and traded with the same and made them other five talents. So the one with the five talents doubled his money. So he did exactly what his master wanted. What did they call him master? What did they call him? But his servant. So whatever he was. Amen. He was over him. Amen. So and then likewise, the other one, okay, went out and made five, okay, and likewise he that had received two also gained another two. So the man was right on point. He gave five to one and the man doubled it. He gave two to another and the man doubled it. So he knew his servants. He knew what they can do. Now, if they did more than that, that would have been great also. But he at least thought that they probably can at least double his money. Hallelujah. Then going on. Then he that had the, okay, we read that, okay, 17, and likewise he that had received two, he also gained two, but he that had received one went and dug in the earth and hid his Lord's money. Now, he dug in the earth and hid the Lord's money. So, I can imagine, you know, he didn't want to do anything with the money. He didn't want to lose the money. So he dug a hole and put the money in it. Now, that's kind of crazy, but that's what he did. Maybe because he was afraid. Maybe because he was scared of what would happen. He didn't want to take a chance. You know, and, you know, a lot of us, you know, we have gifts that the Lord has already given us. We have the abilities that the Lord has already given us. But some of us are too shy to use our abilities. Some of us are too scared of what someone might think about, you know, what we're doing. Some of us are just don't want to do anything outside our home. You know, we'll sing and we'll praise God and use our abilities at home. But when it comes to going outside our home and using our abilities, say, oh, no, I'm not going to do that. No, I don't want people to hear me, you know, or whatever. You know, we got to use the abilities that God has blessed us with. God has given us some special gifts to share with the world and make the world a better place. You know, there are people that can preach, just preach like something good. I mean, really good, and bring people to the kingdom of God with that ability. Some people got good Bible study training where they can teach and people understand them real clearly and gain knowledge of the Bible. Some people, amen, have good direction and order abilities where they know how to direct people. They know how to schedule people and put everything in its place. And everything just works out perfectly because of their scheduling abilities. Amen. We all got something. And man, and if we use it for God's glory, God will be blessed. The people will be blessed. And the person that did it will be blessed. Hallelujah. But we got to use it. Someone said, if you don't use it, you lose it. And, you know, I've known some situations where someone had a very special gift, but because they didn't really use it, they did actually lose it. You know, something happened to them and took that ability away. Some runners, amen, did something and tragedy fell on their legs or whatever, and they couldn't run no more. And, you know, some people have lost their voices because, you know, whatever, you know, laryngitis or whatever that word is. I can't pronounce it. But, you know, they lose their voices when they're a good orator or they're a good singer or they're a good speaker. Amen. You can lose your voice. You can lose that ability. But it's up to us, it's up to you, it's up to everyone to use the ability God has blessed you with. And don't be scared. You know, there's a scripture in the Bible that says, don't fear their faces. Amen. Don't be scared. God is going to help you. God is going to support you. God is going to be there. Amen. And he's going to help you through that whole situation. But you can't allow the devil to hold you down, whispering in your ears, oh, it's going to be bad. It's going to be bad. Don't do it. Don't do it. God don't want you to praise God. God don't want, the devil don't want you to give God any glory. The devil don't want you to be successful. He wants you to just hide your head in the hole. Is that an ostrich that digs a little hole and throw the head in there? That's what he wants. He don't want you to do nothing. Amen. But God wants you to use that gift. Whatever your gift is, Sister Vicky is good with working with children. Amen. And everybody has a gift. Everybody. The children coming up, they got a gift. Now, they may not know what their gift is, but they got one. And it's up to us to help them find what God has blessed them with. Help them see what God has done for them. Help them understand that God wants them to use that gift for his glory, his honor, his service. Amen. Some people, they take their gift and they go to the clubs with it. Some people, they take their gift and they use it for crazy stuff. Some people, they take the gift that God give them and they use it to harm other people. You know, there's a lot of people out there that have a gift that God can use to help the people of God, but they use it for other things that tear down things. That's terrible. That's wrong. That's just not good at all. You got to wonder what would happen to that man if he was to die, if he never accepted Christ in his life. Amen. But we that accepted Christ in our lives, we have the responsibility to take what God has given us and use it for his glory, his honor, his praise. Amen. And let him get all the glory out of it. Let him get all the praise from it. Let him, amen, do wondrous things with it. Amen. You know, there are football players that have the ability to run and jump, catch that ball, get to the touchdown. Amen. And their team win. Well, you know, at the end of the game, when the microphones is in the guy's face, sometimes they say, "I thank God." And that's a wonderful thing. That's a wonderful thing. But how many just say, "Oh God, I was just good, you know, God, I was," don't say nothing about God. They just say, "Oh, I've been practicing for a long time. I had good coaches. They did this and they did that. And I trained, I worked hard, I did this and that." Don't say nothing about God. And, you know, I imagine one day they're going to have to answer to that. But when you know you got a gift, when you know that God has blessed you with something special, you got to give God the glory. Give him the honor. Give him the praise. Now let's go on with our story. Amen. "But he that had the one talent went and dug a hole in the earth and hid the Lord's money. And after a long time, the Lord of those servants," now he didn't come back for a long time. So they had plenty of time to work and do something good with that money. They had plenty of time. He didn't just come one day and then came next week. He didn't just come next month, but he waited a long time. So they could have not did so good that first time and then tried again. Then, you know, made a little money and then maybe went through a dry spell, couldn't do nothing. And then one day start making some more money. But in the end, gained 5 talents. In the end, gained 2 talents. But the one that had the one that dug a hole in the earth, he didn't do it. He didn't use it for nothing. Didn't use it for nothing. Just nothing. So, you know, it's just crazy. You don't even try. You don't even want to try and do that. At least, you know, if I failed, at least I could say, "Lord, I tried. I tried. I really tried. And I don't know what happened, but I tried. I really put my all into it." And maybe he would have had a little grace. You know, grace and mercy is here not just to be grace and mercy. It's grace and mercy to give you some relief that God will bless you if you work hard, if you try and do your best. Grace and mercy gets us out of a lot of mess that we put ourselves in. Because I don't believe you can do 100% and God don't bless you. I don't believe it. I think if you put 100% into it, God's going to bless you some way, somehow. So, I would imagine when Andrew was trying to figure out how to play the piano, amen, I'm sure he hit a lot of wrong notes. I'm sure there were times he couldn't figure out the chords. I'm sure he couldn't, at some point, he couldn't play a song all the way through. He kept saying, "Oh man, I forgot that chord. Well, I'm going to try and do it again." But he kept going and going and going and going until he got it right. Now, I don't think he missed a chord. I don't think he misses a chord at all. So you got to practice. You got to go through the hard part of it, figuring it all out. But as you work it, your mind will get better and get better and get better and get better and get better. Just like the scripture that says, "He that endures till the end, the same shall be saved." We have to endure. We have to keep on going. We have to not stop because of any little problem that comes up along the way. Amen. We got to endure to the end to make it. We can't stop, y'all. Just because we lose a job, we can't stop. Just because we had a bill and we couldn't pay it and something got cut off, we can't stop. Just because, amen, we get a bad grade, we can't stop. Just because something happened to us and now a family member or a best friend has gone and said, "I don't want to have nothing to do with you," we can't stop. We got to keep on going. We got to try and make it better. We got to try and apologize or go to the person or or whatever we have to do to make it right, let's try and make it right. Amen. Let's try and fix this thing. Amen. And the only way to do that is repent, get baptized, let the God fill you with the Holy Ghost, and start living a better life. Start letting the Holy Ghost take those things out of you that don't belong in you. Amen. We got to be good stewards of what God has blessed us with. We got to be good stewards of what God expects of us. Amen. He expects a lot. He wants us to do better and better and better and better. And he wouldn't give us the ability to do better if we couldn't do better. The devil's going to constantly tell you, you can't do it. I don't even know why you're trying. You see, you messed up right there. Why keep going? You're just going to keep on messing up. That's his job, to discourage you, to make you feel hopeless. But God is here to help us. God is here to encourage us. God is here to bless us. Hallelujah. And if you keep trying, if you keep working, just like Andrew on that piano, and I don't know why I'm talking about him so much, but he's just a good example of what will happen if you endure to the end. If you keep on going, don't stop, don't give up, keep on going. God is going to bless you at some point. There was a song I wanted to learn. And my memory, God will bless me one day, but my memory, hallelujah, is not that good with learning a lot of songs. And there was that one part in this one song, I tell you what, I tried and tried and tried and tried and tried, and I just couldn't get it, but I didn't stop trying. There's a part in there, it's a song called Stranger in Town. And I was working with that song. I wanted to learn that song. I wanted to learn it. And I said, okay, I'm going to start with it. I'm going to start. I said, there's a stranger in town. He's giving sight to the blind. Then I stop. And then I go do it again. There's a stranger in town. He's giving sight to the blind. He is a great emancipator. Then I stop. And then I had to go over again. Because I don't remember the next word. But eventually, I was able to get it. There's a stranger in town. He's giving sight to the blind. He is the great emancipator. He turned water to wine. He even healed the 10 that were bound by disease. What matter of man is this who voice can control the sea? Some say he is the great I am that prophet spoke of. Some say he is the great I am that prophet spoke of. Some even say he is Emmanuel, the son of God. That stranger from Galilee. I studied that thing until I got it. Now I got it. And just right out of the blue, and I didn't practice this for this Bible study. Right out of the blue, it just came up and I did it. And now if I do it a second time, I do it perfectly. I wouldn't miss one word because I already went through it without really even thinking about it. So if we study something, the Holy Ghost will bring it all back to our remembrance. That's word. That is word. Now, let me get to the ending of this story. if we practice and practice and practice, God will bless us. Hallelujah. So, he hid it in the ground. And after a long period of time, the Lord of the servants cometh and reckon with them. And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou hast delivered unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained five more talents. His Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. he that had received two talents came and said, Lord, thou deliverest unto me two talents. Behold, I have gained two other talents beside them. The Lord said unto him, well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. Then he which had received the one talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee that thou art a hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown, and gathering where thou hast not strawed. And I said, and I was afraid, and went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast that is thine. Amen. So, the one that got five, amen, produced another five. The one that got two produced another two. The one that had the one just hit it in the ground and, you know, gave the Lord back his one talent. Let's see what he says to him. Said, I was afraid and went and hid that talent in the earth. Okay, and then I'll go on. Okay. His Lord answered and said unto him, thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knowest that I reap where I sowed not, and gather where I have not strawed. Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received my own with usury. That's kind of like, you know, the banks, when we put our money in the bank and they use our money to do whatever they do, and so they're using it. So they give us interest and stuff. You know, we get we get it. The longer that money stays in there, the more we gain from them using our money. So going on, thou ought to put therefore have put my okay. Take therefore the one talent from him and give it unto him which has 10 talents. For unto every one that has shall be given, and he shall have abundance, but from him that has not shall be taken away even that which he has. Amen. So if you don't use what you got, you know, eventually it's going to be taken away from you. But if you use what you got, you're going to gain abundance. Amen. You're going to increase. Amen. The one with the 10 talents, amen, he said, give this one talent to that guy, because he doubled his stuff. And I'm sure he would have done something for the one that got the two. But he said he gave it to the one that did the best. Hallelujah. So if we use our gift, use it wisely. Don't be foolish with what God has given you. And everything good, amen, comes from above. That's scripture. Everything good comes from above, from the Father of life, from the Lord of lords. Amen. God wants you to use your gift and use it for his glory, his honor. Don't say, oh, I studied, I practiced, I did this, I did that. No, say the Lord did this. The Lord gave this to me. The Lord is going to get the glory out of this. Amen. Let the Lord have all the glory, all the honor, all the praise. Amen. And God's going to bless you. God's going to increase whatever you have. Amen. It'd be just like Job. Amen. Job, amen. He had a lot. But in the end, Job increased. Everything he had was increased. Amen. So you got to just obey God's will and just let him have it all. Amen. And you'll be blessed. You'll be blessed. Your you want the mansion on the hill? Well, he'll give it to you if it's in his will. You won't have a lot of money? Well, he'll let you have it if it's in his will. You want to, amen, be famous? Well, you can be famous if it's in his will. Now, me, I don't want nothing that's not going to lead me to salvation. I want to stay saved. And if money takes salvation off the table, I don't want it. If being famous takes salvation off my table, I don't want it. Amen. If being very popular takes salvation off the table, I don't want it. I want to be saved. I want to go to heaven when Jesus come back. That is my desire. So we got to really look at what our desires are, where our abilities are, and what we can do for God. Not for us, but for God. God will take care of the rest. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Amen. But you don't want anything that you can't handle. Amen. And you don't want to get anything cheating. All right. Don't break somebody's leg because they're a better skater than you. Don't steal somebody's money because they got more money than you. Amen. We got to do it right, y'all. We can't do it cheating. Amen. Don't steal. Don't cheat. Amen. Live your life. Use your gift the way God wants you to use it. Use your gift to give him the glory. Use your gift that you can be a better servant, a better steward. Amen. You want to be a better student. Everyone wants to be a better student, but everybody don't want to do it right. Everybody don't want to do it the way God wants them to do it. Everybody want to listen to everybody. You can't listen to everybody. Everybody don't have the answer. God has the answer. God has what you need to make it. Amen. You know, I might need just a little push. Some others might need a bigger push. Amen. But God knows how to give everybody what they need to make it. Hallelujah. You might just need to just say one word to me. If I'm doing wrong, you might just need to say one word to me. And I'll say, you know what? I want to be saved. I'm cutting that thing out of my life. You know, some people might need to have two words. Some people may just need you to hold them and say, man, it's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. You know, we all have something. We don't have to go out on the limb all the time. Some people just need a little comforting word. Some people just need a little help. Amen. We have the ability to help them. We have the ability to give them that word. We have the ability to show them love. Amen. It don't cost you nothing to show a little love. Amen, to someone that can use that love. We have that ability. Let's be good stewards of what God has given us. Amen. Let us be good producers of God's blessing. Amen, to each other. God wants to bless everybody, but everybody don't want God's blessing. But you that know that God is unctioning your heart to do a certain thing, amen. It's a gift to have the Holy Spirit working in your life and telling you where to go, what to say, what to do. It's God's Spirit, and he wants to continue to bless you, keep you, and make you what you never was. Hallelujah. I'm trying to think what is the Holy Spirit brought it to my remembrance, so I got to be able to say it. But, you know, I've done a lot of jobs. And all those jobs, I didn't know how to do the job when I got there. So, you know, the first job I ever had, I was a newspaper carrier. I carried newspapers and I threw them everywhere. And God blessed me with that. I had to learn how to wrap those papers up, and I had to remember though where those houses were that needed the newspaper. After that, I was a janitor. I learned how to mop. I learned how to sweep. I learned how to buff the floors. I learned how to clean desks. You know, I learned how to do all kind of things. And, you know, one of the things I never forgot, my supervisor, when I was a janitor, she said, "Joseph, if you see the dirt, if you see the stuff on the floor, if you see the trash over there, then what do you think they see? And they're here 8 hours a day. All you did was just walk right in and you've already seen it." In other words, she was encouraging me, whatever I see, I need to go ahead and clean it, you know, because that was my job, to clean it. I can't just say, "Oh, that's just a little piece of paper. They won't see that." I can't say that. I'm the janitor. I'm supposed to get that little piece of paper. I'm supposed to get everything I see. Amen. And that made sense to me when she said that. So I was successful at being a janitor. She made me a supervisor of several other people. Amen. I had a building to myself. I had a crew of like 7 or 8 people. And we cleaned that building. And of course, I had to check everything. I had to stay on everyone to make sure everybody was doing their job. And for the most part, everybody did their job. I had a few slackers, but amen, we took care of that. But God wants us to be good stewards of our abilities that he has given us. Amen. So let us, the name of this topic was stewardship. Let's be good stewards what God has given us. Let's be good producers of what God wants us to produce. Amen. We can all be, we can all be successful if we put in the hard work, if we let God use us. Amen. Don't be scared. Be faithful. Be diligent. Be honest. And let God use you for his glory, his honor, his praise. Amen. And you will be successful. You will have the cattle on the hills. You will, amen, be blessed so much. If you just do what God tells you to do, people will think highly of you. People will trust you with things and stuff. There was a man on one of my jobs, and I'm quitting after this. He trusted me with his money. He said, "Joe, I don't trust none of these people, but I trust you." He said, because we had the ability to, you know, we get our paycheck, you know, on that Friday. And a lot of us would go to the store where they would cash our checks. And he said, "Joe, I don't trust none of these people, but I trust you. I can't go to the store, but I trust you to take my check up there. I'll call them and let you know you're coming. And you cash my check and bring me my money. I know you're going to do it." And he was right, because I was saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. I wasn't going to cheat him out of his money. I wasn't going to say somebody robbed me or anything. I wasn't going to do none of that. I was going to give him his money. Amen. And he appreciated. He looks up to me today. Amen. I just thank God for everything he's done in my life. And I thank God for everything he's going to do. I praise the Lord. He's just wonderful, great, kind, and I can't thank him enough for everything he's done. He is just a good God. He's good all the time and wonderful. He deserves to be praised. So if this lesson has done anything for you that helped you recognize that we need Jesus, we need him to work in our lives, that we need to be good stewards of what he has given us, be good stewards of what he's going to give to us. Amen. And maybe he would give you all the desires of your heart. Now, I don't know if your mind is in the right place for all of the desires that is in your heart, but if you are a good steward, he would give you as much as he can give you and know that you could be saved while you have all that stuff. Hallelujah. So praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I thank and praise the Lord for being here, for representing Mount Calvary Miracle Temple. Hoping you got something. Amen. Thanking the pastor for allowing me to say something on his behalf. Our pastor is Elder, District Elder Johnny C. Magnus. Amen. Wonderful man of God. If you have a chance, if you're here for the first time and you have a chance to hear him, amen. Come to Mount Calvary. Visit us. Walk through the doors and see all the love that we give you. Hallelujah. We love to show the people that this is a good place. Amen. You hear the word. Amen. And we will, amen, honor what God has given us. Hallelujah. God has blessed us and we like to bless other people. God bless you. God keep you. Be mindful of your stewardship. Amen. Let God show those gifts, you know, that you've been hiding. You know, bring them out. In Jesus' name, we praise you. Praise the Lord. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. God bless.